This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. This week, our Wealth and Poverty Desk has been exploring what we're paid and why.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
Today in our series, Payday, we head down to the bottom of the paycheck ladder for a closer look at the minimum wage. That's the pay scale for around 1 in 20 American workers. Congressional Democrats have introduced a bill to raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $9.80 an hour. It's not expected to make much headway this year, but it's got a lot of people talking about the pros and cons of the idea. Wealth and Poverty reporter Chrissy Clark took two economists to the heart of minimum wage country to have them hash it out.
To get to minimum wage country, I didn't have to go far.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The kind of funny-sounding fast food hybrid that's the subject of this definitely funny song happens to be owned by one of the largest employers of minimum wage workers in the country. Yum Brands Incorporated is the parent company of
Pizza Hut.
What?
And
Taco Bell.
What?
Its U.S. workforce is more than 800,000 strong.
Hey, you're ready to order?
Yeah.
Including Liz, according to her name tag.
Can I have the Cinnabon Delights?
Okay.
She took my order at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell near my house in L.A.
Anything else for you?
I asked the restaurant supervisor what the starting hourly rate is for a job like Liz's.
For a regular team member, it's a minimum wage.
Which, at current levels, means that if Liz was supporting a family of three, she'd be below the poverty line. Now, Taco Bell says they pay competitive salaries and provide training so people like Liz can move up. But what would happen to Liz, to her customers, to this Pizza Hut Taco Bell's bottom line if the minimum wage was raised? I invited two people who think a lot about that kind of question.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Chrissy.
But see it in very different lights.
Hi, David. Chrissy.
To, through the magic of radio, come join me at this Pizza Hut and Taco Bell for a little minimum wage throwdown. In one corner, we have Bob Polin, an economist at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. I asked him for his order.
Ava burrito.
And for his basic perspective on the minimum wage.
We should have a minimum wage that enables everybody, including all the people at the Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, to lead a minimally decent life.
In the other corner is David Newmark, an economist at the University of California, Irvine.
I don't like the idea that people who work live below poverty conditions or even somewhat above poverty conditions. I think the question is, does a minimum wage actually help?
And his order?
Since this is an invisible meal and I'm not eating it, I'll take a large pepperoni pizza and an extra large Coke.
And in fact, David says one of his main concerns about raising minimum wage is actually illustrated by Liz the cashier's response when I order that extra large Coke. She says this.
I'm going to give you the Coke.
And points to a self-serve drink dispenser.
You could take whatever you want.
Ah, okay.
Turns out this moment, David says, is quite possibly an effect of past increases in the minimum wage.
When I was a kid and you ordered soda, the person had to stand there with the finger on the button until the glass filled up. And now in many of the fast food restaurants, of course, they've completely eliminated any labor involved with pouring the soda.
And soda by soda, that can add up to eliminating a job.
And minimum wages can accelerate these kind of changes.
Because, David argues, if a company has to pay people more, they'll find ways to pay fewer people. If we raise the minimum wage today and came back to this Pizza Hut Taco Bell in 6 months?
My prediction, based on lots and lots of research, is that there'd be somewhat less employment at that restaurant.
Of course, David cautioned.
Economists have been wrong once or twice before about their theories.
Not you, though.
At this point, Bob, the other economist, couldn't help himself. He had to jump in. First of all, Bob pointed out, the academic research is split on whether raising the minimum wage actually raises unemployment in any significant way. For one thing, he says, there are alternative ways a fast food joint might offset the extra costs of higher wages.
The prices of the products could go up, and you will also see some reduction in the profits of the business owners.
And he says you can't ignore all the good things a minimum wage bump can do for the workers themselves. Bob surveyed nearly 100 people who've been affected by past minimum wage increases. He asked what changed in their lives.
You don't have to work three jobs. You only have to work two jobs. Or they can get a car, a used car. Or they can at least get their car repaired. They can buy groceries for elderly parents. Those are meaningful things.
And Bob argues because businesses are investing more money in their workers, turnover tends to drop too.
You get people operating at a higher level of productivity. That improves relations between managers and workers. You essentially change the nature of the work relationship when you pay people decently.
Bob and David sparred a bit more over raising the minimum wage. Bob pointed out that if you adjust for inflation, minimum wage is actually lower now than it was 40 years ago. David asked, who really benefits from a higher minimum wage? Poor families or the many middle-class teenagers who work low-wage part-time jobs? One of the few things they could both agree on about minimum wage?
It is not a cure-all to poverty. In fact, the biggest source of low-income poverty is the fact that people don't have jobs at all.
I absolutely agree with that.
Finally, some consensus.
Hello.
Hi, you're back.
I asked Liz, the woman behind the Pizza Hut Taco Bell counter, what she thought about all this, but she couldn't talk. She was on the clock. As for David and Bob, they were, of course, in different parts of the country, so they couldn't actually eat the pizza and burrito they'd ordered through the magic of radio. But I could.
Okay, for your 2 minutes.
For here.
I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.